Look, the idea of giving something a rub and getting a wish, you know, that's... it's a very human thing. I think all of us just wish that we could give something a rub and get a wish out of it. Yeah. Whether it be, you know, a lamp or maybe another person. Some of us are lonely, I understand. But...
they're kind of great, actually. I had a bunch of one-night stands when I was younger. If I got wishes out of them, it'd be something great.
Maybe you could have. Did you ask?
No, right. I didn't. I never asked. You know what? You're right. I never asked. That's on me.
That's on you. I'm
wandering around giving hand jobs, going, can I have some money?
Listen, I really would like a boat, if that's possible, guys.
Genies, the original sugar daddies. Oh, this is bad.
See, this is better fiction, honestly.
It's slightly better. I will say this. It is known that the djinn can, you know, copulate with human beings. That's a thing. They can have, you can have djinn children, not unlike the Genasi, which, by the way, why is it Genasi and not Genasi?
I don't know. That doesn't
bother me.
Because
people are bad.
It makes stuff sad. Anyway, that's a thing. You know, they interact with humans all the time. It's closer to reality than maybe Dungeons & Dragons' version of it.
They're adorable. What do you mean?
I don't think cats and spirits get along. I think dogs and spirits might get along. I don't think cats and spirits get along.
You're making shit up. Going to the expert. Genies and cats. Yes? No.
Genies can shapeshift into any animal known to Earth. They usually pick snakes, but cats are certainly acceptable.
Yeah, there you go.
No, okay. I'm
pretty sure there's
my
a
new
story.
It's going to love my cat.
There is a story out there, I think, about a djinn turning into like a lion or a tiger. I forget which. It's been a while, but it's a thing. It's a thing. I'm sure they get along just fine.
There you go.
What if the cat likes them is another story, though.
That's true. Yeah. One of his cats would. The other one would just not even give any mind.
No, Annie's an awful monster. but she's adorable and the sweetest little girl.
Listen to the rest of this episode at patreon.com/deadghostpro and sign up for a free 7-day trial of bonus clips and both audio and video versions of our Patreon exclusive DMs notes. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro. The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected 5 mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.